Happy New Year. Welcome back to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Here's the news today. $150,000. That's how much Seattle taxpayers are spending to settle a sexual abuse lawsuit against former Mayor Ed Murray. Here to explain, Seattle Times reporter Lewis Kam. Welcome, Lewis.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
This is the accuser that started the wave of allegations against Ed Murray. What did Delvon Heckard claim?
Well, initially, back in April, he filed a lawsuit that alleged that Mayor Murray, decades ago, when he wasn't mayor, obviously, back in the late 80s, had sexually abused him by repeatedly paying for sex from Delvon Heckard over a number of years in the late 80s. And basically, when he was a teenager and a drug-addicted homeless person living on the streets.
And Ed Murray denied everything you just said, so why is the city settling?
So as the lawsuit kind of went forward, people might recall that Mr. Heckard actually withdrew his initial suit and then later came back and refiled the suit that added the city of Seattle as a co-defendant. And the claim against the city was a little bit different than the claim against Mr. Murray. The claim against the city was that while Murray was in office, he made multiple public statements denying the allegations and, according to Mr. Heckard, came up with this defense that Mr. Heckard was a liar who was motivated by an anti-gay political agenda, and that the city of Seattle, as well as the resources at the mayor's disposal, helped the mayor perpetuate what Heckard called a fraud that defamed him. So it was a defamation case against the city, as well as a sexual abuse case against Murray.
And why is the Seattle taxpayer paying the $150,000 instead of
right.
Ed Murray, who faced the original charges?
Right. So as part of this lawsuit, then, the city faced the potential liability of this defamation suit. So from my understanding, speaking with city attorney Pete Holmes, he looked at the case and assessed it. They sent it to an outside a law firm to take a look at it and to offer an analysis. And what they came back was that this case could drag on for months, potentially years. And over that time span, the city was going to incur more money likely than it would if it just settled the case for $150,000. If they did fight it, if the city did decide to take it to trial and incurred these costs, it was possible that they could lose the suit. It was also likely that Mr. Murray was going to argue that under a state law that indemnifies government workers, or basically holds harmless employees for legal judgments and settlements when liability occurs while that employee was acting within the scope of their government employment. So the city, Mr. Holmes, decided, based on that assessment, that the words he used was this was a good bargain for the city to actually just cut the cost and pay out this settlement.
Well, Ed Murray may have argued that he wouldn't have had to pay this settlement, but is it clear to you, Lewis, that the city could not have made Murray pay if it had wanted to?
That's a question that would have had to been figured out in court. And there definitely is a state law that indemnifies government employees from when liability occurs on the job. The question, according to Holmes, is how do we kind of parse out the parts of the suit that are directed at the city versus what Mr. Murray did. Could we have done that successfully? Would Murray have had, a good, solid legal basis to shift liability onto the city if it came to that, if the lawsuit were going to go forward? These are all questions, according to Mr. Holmes, that we're going to have to play out over a large amount of time, probably. And on top of that, there was the possibility that a number of city employees as part of this lawsuit were going to be pulled into, you know, legal depositions and that sort of thing. So that the city decided it would be in the city's best interest to basically cut their losses and pay $150,000. $100,000 of that goes to Delvon Heckert. $50,000 of it went to his attorneys, who have decided they're going to, you know, send it off to sexual harassment recovery centers and that sort of thing. But Ed Murray himself didn't pay a dime of that. But what he did end up paying was for, you know, his own legal costs, which his attorney argues actually could have been shifted onto the city as well because of this intermingling of claims in this lawsuit.
As part of the city of Seattle settling this lawsuit, is Ed Murray admitting to anything?
No, he still denies that all of these allegations by Mr. Heckert, as well as the four other accusers who have come forward to accuse him of sexual abuse.
He's apologizing, sort of, right, as part of the, what did he say?
Right. So, you know, as part of kind of the resolving this matter, each party issued a statement, and the city gave its statement. You know, Delvon Heckert gave a short statement, and Ed Murray's it was actually longer than the others. And his offered some kind of apology, I guess. As you might remember, as this all unfolded, Mr. Murray took a lot of criticism for, in his public defense, basically attacking some of the accusers based on their, you know, their criminal past and their troubled lives, and contending they were, you know, not telling the truth and making stuff up and not credible. And a lot of people, there was a lot of backlash of, you know, that he was victim blaming. And so he issued an apology saying that basically saying, you know, if people interpreted my defense as victim shaming or blaming, that is, you know, that wasn't my intention, and I'm sorry for that. He also issued an apology to the law firm of Lincoln Beauregard, the Connolly Law Offices, for saying, actually, it wasn't a direct apology. What he said is that he regretted saying that he wrote an op-ed piece, which basically suggested that the law firm was part of a grander right-wing conspiracy that had targeted him because of his progressive anti-gay political agenda, or I should say pro-gay political agenda. So he basically had said this firm was doing this because they were anti-gay and were coming after him. And as part of this statement he issued, he, you know, said he regretted making that statement.
Yeah, he said, "I regret an article we wrote that led many to believe that I was attacking victims or accusing the attorneys." And finally, Lewis, the current mayor, Jenny Durkin, says that this settlement of the lawsuit against Ed Murray allows our city to begin to heal. What about those other accusers? Are they suing the city, too? What happens next?
Right. Well, at this point, no one has sued other than Delvon Heckert. There are four other men out there who potentially could bring some kind of legal actions against Murray and or the city. Two of the accusers about 10 years ago looked at potentially bringing a civil suit against Murray, and that didn't go forward for issues dealing with statute of limitations, that sort of thing. The latest accuser, a cousin of his, of Mr. Murray's, who claims that he was sexually abused, these allegations occurred allegedly back in the 70s. Whether or not he would have a good suit or not, I don't know. But then there is the potential, I guess, to kind of, hey, would there be any sort of suit or claim there against the city for what Murray said publicly, if he said anything publicly at all, during his denials against any of these other accusers? I guess that is a possibility. Whether that will happen, that remains to be seen.
Seattle Times reporter Lewis Kam filling you in on the story. Lewis, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Bill.
Again, talking about the city of Seattle settling a sexual abuse lawsuit against former Mayor Ed Murray. That settlement will cost Seattle taxpayers $150,000. You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm going to talk with the great Isabel Allende in just a moment. We're going to hear your New Year's resolutions, not for 2018, though that may come up, but I want to know, how did 2017 go for you? What did you learn? Stay tuned.